Happy anniversary.
This album's celebrating an anniversary.
And indeed it is. It's another one from 1997.
We've done a lot of albums from that year, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
What a good year it was.
Well, I remember being seven, and 1997 was very kind to me. So, yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah, great. So, yeah, we're going back to 97 again, and we're taking a look at the debut album from American rapper Missy Elliott.
Oh, yes.
Super Duper Fly, which is turning 20 years old. I can't believe she's been around for that long.
I can, because she's a ledge.
Amazing. Like, incredible.
I know, it's amazing.
Yeah, so just a bit of background about her. So she was born in 1971 in Portsmouth, Virginia, and she started her music career in the late 80s, so even further back, as part of a female R&B group called FaZe, and they later became Sister. And it was through this group that she kind of got her start in the music industry and got the attention of record executives, which led them to move to New York and sign to Elektra Records. And they had a debut single in 1993. And at this time, Missy and Sister was part of a hip-hop and R&B collective called Swing Mob. And in this collective as well was producer Timbaland. Mm. And he actually produced Sister. And this is where Missy Elliott and Timbaland's very famous partnership was born, because Timbaland's pretty much worked on most of Missy Elliott's stuff. They've formed a very strong collaboration over the years. And
like a family.
Yeah, it is like a family. And also they would go on then to work with Alia, of course. Ultimately, when Swing Mob folded in 1995, they eventually worked on Missy's debut album in 1996 as well. So basically upon Sister and Swing Mob disbanding, She got the opportunity within this stable to become a solo artist with Timbaland as her producer. And musically, this album is not your typical straight-up hip-hop album. It brings in lots of other influences, particularly R&B, dance music, soul elements. It's a bit of a mishmash of everything, and that's largely down, I guess, to a lot of the featured guests on here. Alia makes an appearance, I should say, and also Timbaland's production style, which for this album was based on more kind of a bump and grind electronic style and less on sampling, which had been the norm up to that point in hip hop. But he kind of brought in this kind of stuttering rhythms and kind of drum and bass break beats, etc. And it was quite revolutionary for the time. And he himself was a relatively new producer, but he was already kind of changing the game with his production and going in a completely different direction to most other hip-hop producers. And this was reflected very much in this album. And also for Missy Elliott herself, this was a big deal, because as a female rapper, up to this point, there hadn't been that many solo female rappers. I mean, I guess I can think of Queen Latifah was kind of the most obvious example, who'd been doing a lot of good stuff.
And Lil' Kim.
And Lil' Kim as well was a contemporary of. And Lauryn Hill obviously would release her debut album a year after this record came out.
Yes, she will, yeah.
So there weren't that many around, but she kind of had her chance with this album to show that females could go it alone and not just be in a group, because a lot of female rappers had been in groups up to that point, or duos. But yeah, she showed she could go it alone as a female rapper and kind of express her womanhood and her demand to be respected as a serious rapper. So this was a statement in that regard, this particular album. So let's start with a track. Let's start with the track number 2 on this album. It's called Hit Him With the He, I should say. And this features, you mentioned Lil' Kim. Well, she's on here as well.
Oh, great.
And you get a sense straight away of this album and kind of the hybrid nature of the sound, combining rapping with an R&B sound, as well as Timbaland's quite jittery, slightly jilted rhythmic production style.
Yeah, I like that. It's the Q to the B to the double E, spitting lovely, and it don't stop. Rock shine through my tank top, where your bank stop. I deposit all in one drop. Think not, excuse me, but I like the flow, cause this joint knock harder than Indicat, and I'll be off the wall like the locks. Night box filled with Benjamins, me and my girl Missy getting pissy up in Bennigan's. Making all you other rappers begin again, like Finnegan, Christians repent, then sin again. Girls wanna be my friend again, lay up in my crib with, get up in my linens in, while Miss Amina hit notes like Serafina. I subpoena you to my funk room, see, I hit you with the, she hit you with the
E. It wasn't your car that had me all in love with you. Right.
This is so cool.
I love the production.
I'm so glad you chose this album.
I love the production on that track.
Oh wait, sorry, I didn't know.
Sorry, I was just saying I love the production on that track.
Yes.
It's so jilted and kind of, I don't know how to describe it, but it's so cool. Timbaland's a legend.
Yeah.
We're also getting a lot of great texts in from people mentioning other great rappers, female rappers from the period. It's great, good to hear.
Don't forget Money Love, Smiley Face. Who else? Roxanne Shanti, Real Roxanne, MC Light, plenty of female rappers way before Missy.
Good.
So yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks
very
much.
Thank you for texting in. And if you do want to text in and add to the conversation, 5395, check it out.
So the next track we're going to play was the second single released on the album. It's called Sock It To Me. And it reached number 12 in the US charts. And this one features rapper Debrat and is based largely on a sample from a Delphonics song called Ready or Not, Here I Come.
Long throw, the back stroke, my hormones jumping off the disco. coming like you want to. Ooh, I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping ish like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is miss it go. And when you say it go, I won't move stuff.
Suck it to me.
Suck it to me like you want to. I can take it like a pro, you know. Do a long throw with the backstroke. My hormones jumping like a disco. I be popping mess like some Crisco. And all you gotta say is miss it go.
Socking it to niggas like Riri, the baddest industry bitches of the century. Hit hard like penitentiary dick. Finally admitted that we the shit combination is lethal. Popping Patron with Missy in the 600 with no see-through. Suffer the repercussion, fucking with shit like this. We parlay puppet, constantly making niggas suffer the consequence. Gotta get the ends, bitch. House in the shower, the catty crib, in Atlanta with the biz. Niggas been helping the puppet, but ain't try shit. Got plenty motherfuckers that'll ride quick. But sidekick wanna bust. Check a figure itch when you fucking with me. Jealous, cause I live more plus. Me and Missy leave a nigga with a hair brush, bring the ruckus plus. I'm peeling and pushing, picking up profits for what I'm selling, never gon' stop it. Socking it to niggas and rocking it, dropping them on the spot. Heat up any block or wreck a shot, knocking you off of your sock. Guaranteed platinum, watch two of the coldest bitches get hot.
I be the B-R-A-T, hubby Missy. We some bad bitches who be fucking it up. I'm the B-R-A-T, hubby Missy. And we some bad bitches who be fucking it up.
I'm your nigga for life, baby. Let's continue to drive all these motherfuckers crazy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, Timberland, I see you, baby. I feel you. Sock it to him, goddammit. This 9-7, this the motherfucking bitch era. What y'all niggas wanna do? The brat tat tat on that ass once more. I'm out the door, motherfucker. Yeah,
Damn.
That was such a sick beat.
Wow. My God.
Oh my God, that was so good. Okay, so for those of you who have just tuned in, this anniversary albums, that was just Sock It To Me featuring DeBrat.
And she was going flat out on those bars there.
Oh my gosh, yes. And we're reviewing Super Duper Fly from 1997 by Missy Elliott. And we've also had a couple of people texting in talking about other rappers.
It's great that people are mentioning all these other great names.
Yes, yes. Sister Soldier, extremely political. Conscious Daughters are amazing. Sadly, one of them passed away. But Air to the Street 1993 is a great album. So that's awesome. Like the 90s was just an explosion of creative talent.
It was.
And we'll be back after this.
95 BFM presents Mick Jenkins and the Underachievers, Wednesday, March 21st at the Power Station.
I only do it if I want to.
Mick Jenkins is spreading the love. The Underachievers are bringing the renaissance. And together, they're putting on one hell of a gig. Mick Jenkins and the Underachievers. Wednesday, March 21st at the Power Station. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
A flawed diamond still impeccable. A flawed diamond still impeccable.
Though it may be polarizing, something in my heart is rising. I see the world as if through a new lens. I'm in love with the camera. Though it's no ordinary, snap a pic or two. Oh yes, that'll do. A camera.
Didn't you just buy that? You're getting it all slobbery.
Go away.
Take your passion for photography to a whole new level. Pro Gear, unparalleled quality. At Free Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Roll up, it's only a bloody first Thursday night at the circus. Thursday, December 7th, all along K Road.
Circuses, all spandex, acrobatics, and joyous laughter, right? Well, K-Road's a bit more wild than that. Devious clowns, Burning Man-style antics, Slinky Minx dancers, Zoltar the fortune teller, and all the usual music, fashion, markets, installations, workshops, and live performances. Plus, it's pet-friendly. So grab your dog and come be part of the collaboration. First Thursday, night at the circus, Thursday, December 7th, K-Road.
Imagine a land where groove is the law. A place where rhythms run like waterfalls off the cliffs of funk, falling into bottomless pits of glee and ecstasy. One man ruled this glorious land for generations with impressive strength and a firm hand. And then he mysteriously disappeared, causing a darkness to fall upon the land for years to come. But light always follows darkness, or some shit like that.
The man himself is back. Murray Kamik has come back into your life to turn that frown upside down and keep the beats pumping till the early afternoon. It's Land of the Good Groove, every Friday at 1 p.m. on The Beat.
Kia ora everyone, if you've just tuned in, this is Morning Glory with Geneva, and I have my special weekly guest, Sam Smith, in
Morena.
The studio, doing anniversary albums. And yeah, we're looking at Missy Elliott's Super Duper Fly from 1997.
We are.
I'm so keen to into these tracks.
Yeah, let's go. So yeah. The next track was the lead single from the album. It's called The Rain Super Duper Fly. And this was kind of her first big hit. It was a hit in New Zealand, reached number 10 in the New Zealand charts as well. So it probably would have introduced her to a lot of New Zealand audiences. And this track is very much based around a prominent sample of soul singer Ann Pebbles' hit, I should say, which everyone knows. It's the 1973 hit I Can't Stand the Rain. So listen up for that. It's very prominent.
The keys to the Jeep. Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up his name. Old Missy, try to maintain. That you get our styles tangled. Sway your do-si-do like you loco. Can we get kinky tonight like Coco? So-so, you wanna play with my yo-yo? I smoke my hydro on the D-Lo. Keys to the Jeep. Vroom. I'm driving to the beach. Top down, loud sound, see my peace. Give them pounds, now look who it be. It be me, 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 and Timothy. Look like it's about to rain, what a shame. I got the armor or the shine up his name. Old Missy, try to maintain. I feel the wind, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9, 10, begin. I sit on heels like Lauren until the rain starts coming down pouring on the chill. I got my umbrella, my finger waves these days, they fall like humpy, chumpy. I break up with him before he dump. They have me, yes, she lucky, yes, she lucky. Beep, 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 beep.
Stand up. It's my window.
can't stand the rain against my window. I can't stand the rain against my window. I can't stand the rain against my window.
Stand the rain.
Oops, sorry, that's me trying to sing horribly wrong. Sorry.
That was actually really in tune. Like that was. You should have kept going with that.
Oh,
kept
thank
going
you very
with
much.
That merge.
I'm not a patch on.
Yeah, I hope you guys are singing along wherever you are listening in the car.
We're getting some great correspondence as well.
Yes, someone just texted in. Had the CD single for this in 97.
Remember when people used to buy singles on CDs?
Yes, I did that.
Back in the day. It was so good, wasn't it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Don't give Timbaland too much credit. People like Too Short never use samples from way back.
Now, that is true. Because before sampling became a massive phenomenon in the sort of 90s, they used to have occasionally sampling on hip-hop albums, but most of the time it was just people making their own beats and stuff. And then it took off in the 90s, and then lawyers started getting involved and people were filing lawsuits.
Ruining it.
And then suddenly people like Timbaland started to go back to not using samples. So it kind of went into this massive circle around. Yeah. So that's a good point.
It's a great point. It's an incredible point. You guys are very good at points.
Shall we play another song?
Yes.
All right. Well, this was the third single released from the album. It's called Beep Me 911. And this features R&B group 702 and rapper Magoo. Such a cool name, Magoo. And this one features, again, more of that jilted off-kilter production from Timbaland. And also, interestingly enough, this track has a strong neo-soul feel to it. And you have to remember that during this time, neo-soul was kind of at its height with D'Angelo and Erykah Badu and those people. So I'm sure there was a lot of influence coming in to Missy's stuff from that kind of scene as well. And vice versa, obviously.
Awesome. Whakarongo mai.
Kia ora.
me build the last. Look, homegirl, I pump like gas. When get your friend and your girl in them, my sex drive worked out like a gym camp. Was a girl that I used to hit, you the girl that I gotta quit. See the kitty kit, gotta roll it like a light. In the night, you're the freak, come out, but don't bite. No diggity, who took you out? No doubt, when I first got down, made a bro shout. Look out, make it live, dip and dive, stand alive. Shoot me sugar, there it is. Now we talking, square this. I'm leaving you without a riz, but I still love a kiss. What you think? I'm him, Hank. Girl, get your mind checked. Take the time, recollect. I just gave you disrespect.
Like that. Like that. Beat me now, move.
Sick beats from a cool lady.
Sick beats, mate.
One of the people who have been continuing the legacy of rapping and just being a general
all-round badass.
Yeah, yeah. Missy Elliott, we're looking at Super Duper Fly from 1997 for anniversary albums, and we will be having the conclusion after this.
We will.
95 BFM's Border Radio presents Sam Outlaw and Courtney Marie Andrews, November 30th at the Tuning Fork. With a new album produced by Rye Coda, Sam Outlaw is a singer with a star on the rise, and now he's bringing his SoCal country to New Zealand for the first time. Sam Outlaw and Courtney Marie Andrews, this Thursday at the Tuning Fork. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Trading looks and gossip over a bottomless mimosa.
Love your beard, man. Coming along real nice.
Yeah, it's my new Melancholy Forever Macadamia Nut Beard Oil.
Yeah, man, I've been rubbing macadamia nut oil all over my tattoos. Keeps them so moist.
Lit AF. Have you tried rubbing lavender on them?
Nah, but have you tried these new barista socks? They've upped my latte art game so hard.
So lit. So lit, yeah. Yeah, I've heard about those. I also use them as a scrunchie to keep my cinnamon bun up nice and high.
Sorry to interrupt, guys, but there's customers waiting. Also, I thought I told you to put these beard nets on. We don't want to have the health department here again. We're getting enough shit about the cracks in the Whanganui clay ceramic latte bowls already.
Yeah,
sorry, boss. Sorry.
Being a barista isn't as easy as it looks. Take yourself more seriously with Coffee Supreme.
The Tuning Fork in association with 95BFM present Big Thief and Spiral Stairs. Live at the Tuning Fork this Sunday.
Ellen's kiss was oxygen.
Headliners are better than one. That's why Brooklyn indie rock darlings Big Thief and Scott Canberg of Pavement's new project Spiral Stairs are getting together to bring you one doubly good night of sound. Big Thief and Spiral Stairs, live at the Tuning Fork this Sunday. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
Want the truth but can't handle it? Why don't you listen to the f***ing news? Want to post rants without all those annoying comments? Start a diary! Want biased, baseless, bourgeois babble? Read a blog! Want the news but not the weather?
The Wire. Saying it without spraying it. An institution in current affairs and analysis. Weekdays on 95BFM. Wiring together the crooked teeth of media with bracing news, reviews and interviews. And keeping you up to date on what's happening here in Huntley and in other places in the world as well. The Wire. Weekdays, midday till 1pm, only on BFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome back to Morning Glory with Geneva. This is Anniversary Albums with Sam Smith, and you're tuned into 95BFM, the best radio station out of everything in all time.
All right.
But yes, we're going to be concluding with...
Yeah, let's talk about how this album was kind of received and what its wider legacy is. So it came out, it received widespread critical acclaim. Critics were very impressed with Timbaland's production on this album, and AllMusic called the album a boundary-shifting postmodern masterpiece whose futuristic experimental style became the de facto sound of hip-hop and R&B radio at the close of the millennium. And Rolling Stone also said the avant-garde style of the album made made Missy Elliott and Timbaland the hottest writer-producer team around. So big props from the critics. The album also did very well commercially, selling over 1 million copies in the United States and reaching number 3 there, which was at that time the highest debut for a female rapper. And in terms of its wider legacy, well, it's now considered a very important and influential record for two reasons mainly. One, obviously, as I mentioned, the production of Timbaland, it kind of changed the game, and obviously he's gone on to become one of the most in-demand and influential producers in hip-hop. He's worked with pretty much everybody. And Missy herself as a female rapper, I mean, this was an essential album because it showed women could be successful as a solo rapper, and I'm almost certain that this album would have had an empowering effect on women in hip-hop and R&B, and that you could go it alone and be successful.
Not only that, let's just mention this for a second. She is also resting on the shoulders of a lot of people who pioneered rap music.
Absolutely.
As woman.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not ignoring their work either.
No, definitely not.
But she is an outstanding commercial.
And just look what happened after this album was released. You had great success from Lauryn Hill. Her album came out, Miss Education of Lauryn Hill, and that won a Grammy Award for Best Album. So far, one of only two rap albums to win that particular award. And obviously, since then, we've also had Miss Dynamite, Lil' Kim, and look right forward to today with the likes of No Name, Rhapsody, Cardi B, Nicki Minaj, etc. A massive production line of great, great, talented people.
Yeah.
So as you can see, a massively influential album. And just actually of note, earlier this year, NPR put out a great list, actually, the top 150 albums released by women. And this album came in at number 5.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so there you go. So on that note, should we finish with a track?
Oh, yes. What have you got?
We're going to finish with track 7 on the album. And this track is called Pass de Blunt. And you'll pretty much recognise this. It's based around the reggae group Musical Youth's big hit Pass the Dutchie, which everyone knows.
Yes.
So this song is pretty much I wouldn't say cover, but it's very much based around that particular sample.
Mm.
Yeah.
And for those of you guys who don't know, a blunt is just a stick.
Bye.
Bye.
Too many producers.
Congratulations to Geneva and her great new album from Soccer Practice. Really love it.
Cheers, bro.
What?
So you gonna hit this beat one time and one time only. And I'm gonna just do a little sun on it. Alright, check it. Bitches, I never wanna hang with bitches. Since I turned Missy, every bitch wanna be booty licking. My ass they kissing, they feeling like they way too picky. I used to know a guy named Ricky. Oh really, don't piss me off at something. Better let y'all know y'all lucky. Cause if I come out bucking, the whole world better be ducking. Cause I roll with Puff, no doubt, shit turn it out, get ugly. No matter what, you still love me. Me whack, you buggin'. I get them for his figures, I AKA go digger. See me with him in a jewelry store buying glitter. Should I not or should I? I'ma get him, I'ma get him. Bitches, they mad cause I be flossing. Yeah, this pussy tossing, the kind that be tossing. You know I'm rocking, cause there will be no stopping. All that shit you popping, what's that shit you talking?
Please come to me for the recipe, baby. happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.